Sophie Nolise is only 13 years old, but she's already faced big career decisions. She started training to be a gymnast at the age of 3 and has long had her eyes set on representing her native Canada at the 2016 Olympics. Then she had the opportunity of a lifetime, another opportunity of a lifetime, the lead in the film version of the beloved novel, The Book Thief.
My name is Lizo Meminga. I don't have a family or even a place to call home. I never understood the meaning of the word hope, but I'm about to meet the people who would change all that.
Liesl is taken in by a couple in Nazi Germany. Through the Holocaust and the war, as hatred and death loom around her, her passion for words helps her persevere. Sophie Nolise had very little acting experience and no formal training, so landing the role was a shock.
When I went to audition, I had no idea I was going to even get a call back. I was just really going for fun. So when I got the part, I screamed and I jumped into my brother's arms. I was really happy. And it was just a mixture of emotions because I was happy. I really wanted to start shooting, but then I was a bit stressed. I was a bit sad to leave my family for 4 months. I had a lot schoolwork to catch up on.
And the other thing that I know about is that you're very serious about gymnastics at basically the Olympic level, which means practicing for that is pretty much a full-time job, right?
Mm-hmm. If you want to train at a kind of national, international level, you have about a week of break per year. Mm-hmm. So I was training about 6 hours per day. And I mean, obviously, if I missed 4 months, I could never go to the Olympics. Mm. So it was kind of acting or gymnastics. It was a hard choice, but I chose acting. But I still love gymnastics. I follow my friends. Sometimes I go and see them training. I still really into it.
Are there aspects of that find their way into your acting? You know, how you use your body or you know, how you move?
I think it is. It helped in many different ways. For example, I mean, if you're doing a beam routine and then you're in the middle of your backflip and then there's like 6 years old girl that runs through the beam. If you lose concentration, you can fall and, you know, injure yourself. Hmm. You have to know your body really well. So I think when you're acting, you know, I know where the camera is. I'm aware of what's happening around me, or I know exactly where my mark is, so I don't have to, like, look down.
Interesting. So in the film, you play Liesl, a German girl who is orphaned. You have this beautiful on-screen relationship with Jeffrey Rush, who plays your adoptive father.
Let's make this our secret. We'll read it like the other book. The basement.
Thank you, Papa.
It feels like there's a real father-daughter love there on screen. What was it like working with him?
I actually didn't know who he was when I started to work with him. Huh. I've just heard that apparently he's a great actor. So I was completely honored to play with him, as well as Emily Watson. And he was just really like my father, just always there for me. And I never feel like I'm going in to work. I'd feel like I'm going to watch a clown all day. You know, he's going to be doing random things. And then when they say action, he'll do the scene perfectly. And when they say cut, he'll do a magic trick.
You know, your character in the film lives through some, you know, the most awful events of the 20th century. I'm wondering what it was like for you both being relatively young and not having done so much acting to act in a film about the Holocaust.
When I saw that I was on the Holocaust, it was something that really interested me because I didn't know a lot about that. So I knew that I had to do some research. So I watched a lot of movies. I watched Schindler's List, The Reader, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, Life is Beautiful, and The Pianist. And just walking through Berlin is really interesting because there's like always walls and posters telling you stories about history, and seeing the Berlin Wall or some bomb shelters is really interesting, and you can learn so much just walking through the city.
But you didn't know much about the Holocaust before working on this project?
No, because I think we only start learning about that in school, I think about next year. I'm in eighth grade, so I'd say ninth grade maybe.
Given that the film did deal with an awful lot of disturbing events, were there any scenes that were difficult for you, you know, especially as a new actor to have to wrestle with?
I think it was the hardest scenes were like the ones when I had to cry. And at the end of the day, that's I think the hardest scenes are the ones that you're the most proud of.
Your character in the film has a real passion for reading that transforms her life. How do you feel about reading?
I love reading, just not really on an iPad or not on something else. I love the books, just being able to turn the pages. And I love to read because you kind of escape reality and you have a liberty that you don't necessarily have kind of on Earth. Hmm.
Sophie Nolis is the star of The Book Thief, which is in theaters now. Sophie, pleasure speaking with you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. It was nice meeting you.